Hello again. And so it begins, Lent, a season that offers challenges to the body, disciplines to the mind, and trials to the spirit. Starts today, Ash Wednesday. This holy day and sacred season offers us opportunities of repentance. By so doing, invites us toward reformation. And it does so with a signature symbolic act of receiving ashes on our forehead. There have been other symbolic moments when a cross was made on our forehead, at our baptism shortly before the priest baptized us with water, our parents and godparents made us a symbolic cross on our infant foreheads. Then, when the waters of baptism had washed our foreheads and heads, the priest proclaimed, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Then following this sacramental act, the priest made another cross on our foreheads with the oil of catechumens. Some years later, when we were confirmed, a cross was made on our foreheads as the bishop anointed, confirmed us with the oil of chrism. And perhaps on another future occasion, through the sacrament of the sick, another cross will be made with oil of the sick on our foreheads. And so today, when ashes are placed on our foreheads with the sign of the cross, this annual sacred action joins those sacramental moments of our lives. In a certain and sacred way, then, we today will be anointed with ashes. Recently, I read a reflection about Ash Wednesday by the theologian and writer Ronald Royheiser, who wrote, quote, "We begin this season of Lent with ashes on our foreheads. What is symbolized by this smudging? Perhaps the heart understands better than the head, because more people go to church on Ash Wednesday than almost any other day of the year. The queues to receive the ashes in many churches are endless. Why? Why are the ashes so popular? To put on ashes, to sit in ashes, is to say publicly and to ourselves that we are reflective in a penitential mode, that this is not ordinary time for you, and that you are not in a season of celebration, that you are grieving some of the things you have done and lost, that some of the important work is going on silently inside you, and that you are, metaphorically and really, in the cinders of a dead fire, waiting for a fuller day in your life." Unquote. Another spiritual writer, Thomas Merton, had this to say about Lent. Quote, "It is necessary that at the beginning of this fast, the Lord should show himself to us in his mercy. The purpose of Lent is not only expiation to satisfy the divine justice, but above all, a preparation to rejoice in his love. And this preparation consists in receiving the gift of his mercy, a gift we receive insofar as we open our hearts to it, casting out what cannot remain in the same room with mercy. Now, one of the things we must cast out first of all is fear. Fear narrows the little entrance of our heart. It shrinks up our capacity to love. It freezes up our power to give ourselves. If we were terrified of God as an inexorable judge, we would not confidently await his mercy or approach him truthfully in prayer. Our peace, our joy in Lent, our guarantee of grace." Unquote. Two poems also capture the spirit of this sacred day for me. The spiritual writer in a verse titled "Blessing the Dust," a blessing for Ash Wednesday, gives us insight when she states, this poem, by the way, is written by Jane Richardson, a spiritual writer. "All those days you felt like dust, like dirt, as if all you had to do was turn your face toward the wind and be scattered to the four corners or swept away by the smallest breath as insubstantial. Did you not know what the Holy One can do with dust? This is the day, we freely say. We are scorched. This is the hour we are marked, but what has made it through the burning? This is the moment we ask for the blessing that lives within the ancient ashes, that makes its home inside the soil of this sacred earth. So let us be marked, not for sorrow. Let us be marked, not for shame. Let us be marked, not for false humility or for thinking we are less than we are, but for claiming what God can do within the dust, within the dirt, within the stuff of which the world is made, and the stars that blaze in our bones, and the galaxies that spiral inside the smudge we bear. Unquote. Finally, I found the prayerful poem by Andrienne Treffen that is especially appropriate for this sacred day. She wrote in her poem, Changer, a prayer for poem for Ash Wednesday. Cover me with ashes, the thick smoke soot of the earth. Make my breathing like the journey from death into life, second by second, prayer by prayer. Cover me with a cloak, bring me low to the earth. Your justice whispering to me like the gleam of red rocks, the colors dancing in the darkness. Let me know the power of sage and cedar in my bones, not that I may trap them there, but bring them forth in words. Cover me with darkness, with the presence of my elders, their tears falling around me, reminding me of why we are here, sighing, groaning with our singing, longing to hear us into being, stretched us beyond breathing and praying and weeping. Cover me with mercy. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice, like the woman you who channeled every ounce of courage and dignity to touch your cloak and find new life. Breathe unto me life anew, a possibility, a beauty, a balance of graces. Cover me with mud. Bring me to my lowest state so that in my weaknesses I see your strength, the reflection of your eyes and the brokenness around me, the fullness of your love in the depths of our hearts. Cover me with ashes, the ashes of my grandmother, who in living her days knew no strangers, worked tirelessly within worn hands and lifted grandchildren high into the air. Cover me with mercy. Let my cheek come to rest on the cold earth, its faithful presence a call to walk humbly beyond myself, beyond my fears, and ever to the end, to the red road that leads to your love. Changer, cover me. Cover me with ashes. Change me. And so, friends, may you have a blessed and inspiring Lent, so that the ashes, this sacred sign, may cover us with God's love today, during this season, and evermore.